KSRN News. I'm John Scott. It's the busiest Thanksgiving travel season ever. Correspondent Jennifer King has more.
See, the traffic is terrific.
The Thanksgiving holiday travel rush is expected to break records this year. AAA is predicting that nearly 80 million people will venture forth, most of them by car, exceeding pre-pandemic numbers.
Thanksgiving is the busiest travel holiday of all.
AAA spokeswoman Aixa Diaz.
Wednesday afternoon's pretty brutal, but now also Tuesday afternoon's pretty bad, too.
Transportation analytics company INREX says coming home, the best time to avoid crowded highways will be Sunday before 1 p.m. and very early or late in the day on Monday. I'm Jennifer King.
Also at SRNnews.com, attention travelers, National Weather Service meteorologist Rich Otto says both coasts will be hit with unsettled weather this week.
Locations across the western U.S. are going to be unsettled with rain and higher elevation snow through Wednesday. And then the attention is going to shift towards the eastern U.S. as a storm system begins to develop and affect the Ohio Valley, Tennessee Valley to the East Coast with likely some areas of rain, locally heavy rain, and then there's going to be some potential for snow.
Meteorologist Rich Otto. The Justice Department and Google are set to make closing arguments in a trial alleging Google's online advertising technology constitutes an illegal monopoly. The arguments in federal court in Northern Virginia come as Google is already facing a possible breakup of the company over its ubiquitous search engine. A judge is expected to rule by the end of the year. On Wall Street, the Dow had 256 points, but the NASDAQ composite 1 point in the red. This is SRN News. President Trump nominates a former pastor.
His selection to head the Department of Veterans Affairs is Doug Collins, who pastored a Southern Baptist church in Georgia and presently serves as a chaplain in the Air Force Reserves. Most recently, he was a congressman from Georgia who was defeated in a Senate campaign in 2020. SBC spokesman Doug Carver tells Baptist Press, quote, "I am grateful for people like Doug who have sacrificially served our country and continue to do so." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Researchers at Harvard and Georgetown University have produced an analysis of why President Trump did so well with Hispanics in the election. It contends that Hispanic voters who hold socially conservative social views but might otherwise have voted Democrat are offended by Democratic politicians' use of the gender-neutral term Latinx. That term is used to explicitly include gender minorities and broader LGBTQ community segments. This is SRN News. An Ocala, Florida woman who shot a neighbor to death in an ongoing dispute over children playing loudly and was convicted is expected to be sentenced today. Correspondent Donna Warder has the update in this report.
Ms. Lawrence, the jury has found you guilty of manslaughter with a firearm.
That was the judge on August 16th of this year after a jury in Ocala, Florida convicted Susan Lawrence, who was white, of shooting and killing her neighbor, Ajike Owens, a black woman, by firing a single gunshot through Lawrence's front door. There had been an ongoing dispute between Lawrence and Owens. Lawrence had complained about Owens's boisterous children playing in a grassy area at both their houses. And on the day that Owens was shot, she had gone to Lawrence's home after the children complained that Lawrence had thrown roller skates and an umbrella at them. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.